Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And here's the reason why Elon Musk and others have been taking a look. Because if you look at the waste and abuse that has run through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government.
Yeah, and to get good use out of those things that we already paid for. Like, if I paid $40,000 for a transgender comic book, by golly, I want a copy of it. That's probably not where you thought this segment was going to go. It's certainly not where Mark Cox was going to go. Mark, thanks for being here.
Hey, glad to be here, Ryan. How are you?
Mark, we were talking about in the last segment. This is, at least as far as I'm concerned, now I've been in political news radio for about 6 or 7 years now. You've been in news and politics way longer than I have. But have you ever seen news that is happening so fast as this?
No, Ryan, it's like drinking out of a water hose. Like a fire hose. We were talking about it this morning. And, you know, I had Lucas Tomlinson on my show this morning. He's a correspondent with Fox News, and he was reporting out in front of the White House. he said that the mainstream media can't scramble fast enough to figure out the next emergency, right? Because it's a mile a minute with Donald Trump, and what's happened between Caroline Leavitt handling herself and like that bite you just played, or you know, executive orders on boys and girls sports. I mean, that maybe that's the headline this afternoon, or will they still be talking about us owning Gaza as the Riviera of the Middle East? I mean, they don't know where to go next. They don't have enough time to really ingest what he's just said, because they're working on the last thing he said.
Yeah, Mark, you know, you got off the air at 9, and I saw you shortly after you got done, you know, doing your normal recording stuff that you always have to do. But you know what? You and I were talking just briefly. This is the national conversation right now, because it seems like a lot of times who are in political talk, of course, we're always looking at politics and we're always like, oh, my gosh, there's so much happening. But right now, this isn't just people who are interested in politics. It seems to me like America is having this conversation together.
Well, I'm glad you make that point, because as whether you're producing a newscast, which of course I was in the television news business for 25 years, or you're producing a radio talk show or a national television talk show of some sort, you have to talk about subjects that people are not just hearing in the headlines, but that it's affecting their lives. And the things Donald Trump's doing right now, when it comes to tariffs, when it comes to cutting waste, these are things, energy, like drilling, that will eventually bring down the cost that we're paying at the pump. These are things that are impacting people in their wallets every day. And I think that there's a fascination right now with that. You know, one of my friends who will go unnamed, who is quite liberal, wanted to get on me the week after the election. Like, I found Donald Trump had been president 6 days, and I get a text, why aren't my gas prices down yet? So whether this individual wanted to admit it or not, their life was focused on the next thing Donald Trump was going to do, and they're anxious to see exactly what that's going to be that's going to improve their quality of life. Now, I don't know how soon that'll happen. I don't think J.D. Vance or Donald Trump know how soon that's going to happen. But I've never seen more action taken by an American president and administration in the first 2 weeks and 1 day than we've seen with Donald Trump. And I don't see it slowing down. That's the thing about it. Every time I think, well, what can he do next? There's a new executive order or a new news conference.
Mark Cox is host of the Mark Cox Morning Show every morning right here on 97.1. I don't know about you, but I've been getting texts from people that I haven't heard from in a long time. It's kind of nice to catch up, but they also are not political people. And I won't say who this is, somebody in my extended family who Mark, I'm not kidding. I'm not sure I've ever really had a political conversation with this person. And out of the blue, they text me 2 nights ago and said, Trump did it. He twisted the arms of Canada and Mexico and has agreed to halt the tariffs on those countries for 30 days. And they've agreed to permanently spend billions on planes and technology to stop illegal immigration trafficking of fentanyl into our country. And this is somebody, Mark, who never talks politics, was enamored by this subject. And I just wonder, if are you getting that in your life? You know, you're the host of a prominent morning show in St. Louis, so people obviously know where you stand. Are they coming to you out of the woodwork and being like, wow, I can't believe what's happening right now?
No, I'm still getting the pushback from the people that still need to find a reason to hate Donald Trump, to be honest. I mean, maybe it's a morbid fascination they have. They're waiting for him to fail at something. Like the headline in the Wall Street Journal the other day, after both Mexico and Canada walked up to the red line and backed away and struck a quick deal to delay tariffs 30 days. But the Wall Street Journal somehow positioned that as a loss, that Donald Trump bluffed but didn't follow through on his tariffs. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sure whoever wrote this headline has thought this through very well, because, you know, it's not Donald Trump who blinked here. It was the Canadians and the Mexicans who said, well, we'll just increase our tariffs too. And then they realized that, you know, for example, we see that the oil pipeline, Canada threatened to cut off some of the oil that it sends to the U.S. But the pipeline that they use to send oil from the western part of Canada to the eastern part of Canada comes down into the continental United States and then back up in the eastern part of Canada. So I just still think they thought this through very well. That we could just turn off the spigot in the middle somewhere, right, if we wanted to. I don't know that it would ever get that far, but these are things that I'm not sure that the critics expected or have thought through very well, Ryan.
Mark, obviously, you and I, you know, we talk off air quite a bit. You and I agree on politics for the most part. We have our little disagreements, but for the most part, I think we're both celebrating the wins right now. What, and this is an honest question, that's why I preface it, because I'm not trying to like score points here. Honestly, what in your assessment is the Democrat platform right now? Because I've struggled.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
To answer this question,
Anti-Elon Musk, hate Elon Musk. I don't know what it is. All I know is that at every protest I've seen in Washington this week, everybody's screaming. Elizabeth Warren, Maxine Waters, they're all screaming about Elon Musk. He was never elected to anything. Who does he think he is that he can go into the Treasury Department and look at personnel files and decide who's going to get fired? And I thought to myself, wow, you know, their point was nobody elected Elon Musk and they're concerned about his influence. And my thought was, well, I never voted for George Soros, but he had an undue influence on the Obama administration and certainly on the Biden administration. So their platform is misguided. Let's put it that way. If their platform is let's just try to win points by attaching Donald Trump to a billionaire that we don't like and trying to make that guy evil somehow, I think that's going to fall flat in a big hurry, because anybody who knows Donald Trump knows that he takes a lot of advice. He listens to a lot of advice, but he makes his decisions on his own. And where was Elon Musk 4 years ago?
Well, Mark, you said, you know, their platform is basically getting in front of a microphone and screaming about things, but you wouldn't describe this as screaming, would you?
All of those accesses are cut off.
And we will win!
We will win!
We will win!
Do you call that screaming? That seems pretty coherent to me.
Mad shrieking, maybe. I'm trying to come up with a better word for it. I heard Schumer. The guy's just so awkward that he's better off leaving that to somebody like Nancy Pelosi.
I didn't think you were going to say Nancy Pelosi right there. Mark, another kind of big picture question here is, are we seeing political change right now? Because we're coming in here talking about the things that are happening every day. But, you know, taking a bigger step back here, are we seeing what the pendulum naturally does? That it's, you know, we're in the midst of a big rightward swing right now, not just with politics, but with the approval of those policies. Like, the American people are actually approving of what Donald Trump's doing. Or are we seeing something bigger that's a little more permanent? Is this a social change that's happening?
Boy, I hope so. I hope so. You know, I have talked about this before, but I was a member of the Reagan Revolution. I mean, when that was my first real political activity. I remember going to a rally for Ronald Reagan in Cincinnati when he was running for office the first time, and I was too young to vote. My dad hauled me down there, and suddenly it was like an epiphany. And everything started to make sense to me. And what Ronald Reagan was saying was making a lot of sense to me. And then, of course, I watched what he did with the economy and what he did with the Soviet Union. If Donald Trump can be as effective for 2 years as he's been for 2 months, I think you're onto something, Ryan. I think that's the key to it, is people seeing, hearing the rhetoric and seeing the executive orders, and then seeing the action that follows up on it, and then seeing real change that results from it. And that's when you start to talk about a real social buy-in to Donald Trump. And you know, back then you had Blue Dog Democrats, or that they referred to them as, who were the ones that supported Reagan and got him over the line. And then, you know, it was a phenomenon, in my opinion. And he has the opportunity to do that. The Democrats will fight him, I'm sure, every step of the way in the next 2 years to keep that from happening.
You know, Mark, the one thing that really does encourage me that I'm seeing, and again, this is tip of the iceberg, because we're just talking about USAID right now and cutting some of that crazy spending that goes on there. If they start doing that to all these agencies, which they will, cutting off the amount of money that is your money, it's our money, that they are taking from us forcibly and funneling it to all these non-governmental organizations, these NGOs, as they call them, that operate, quote unquote, as charities. But it's something like 95% of them are leftist organizations that, no matter who the administration was, whether it was a Republican or a Democrat, this money went through these organizations anyway and funneled out into all aspects of our lives. And it's one of the reasons we see so much propaganda from the left, is that we're funding it, and all of that's about to change.
Well, the adult tantrum that you saw yesterday in Washington, and there's no better way to describe it outside of the Treasury building, I thought to myself as I'm watching this, why is Jamie Raskin so emotionally involved in the possibility of the United States saving itself trillions of dollars? I mean, clearly he doesn't care that much about the condoms that were going to go to Gaza. But is there something else about the organization that was distributing the money, that money was landing back in an account that Jamie Raskin needed it to for his reelection? Follow the money, just like an good investigative journalist. They need to follow the money on these accounts, and I think you'll get to a pretty quick answer as to why all of these politicians, particularly on the left, are so worried about this flow of money being cut off. And I think we will get to that answer here at some point.
Mark, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your time. And I appreciate your morning show every day here on 97.1. Is there anything in particular we should look forward to? Any particular times to tune in tomorrow?
We're fortunate enough to have Shannon Bream as a regular guest on the show. Of course, the host of Fox News Sunday, and I'm anxious to get her on tomorrow to talk about this tariff situation and the fact that now that Pam Bondi is sworn in as the Attorney General, in the Department of Justice, what's next? What is she? Because, you know, she covers the Supreme Court for Fox all the time, mm-hmm. and I'm anxious to see which of those maybe either pending cases or cases that are about to get up there that were being pushed by the Biden administration can be withdrawn potentially under a new attorney general. And my guess is Shannon's got some ideas on that, and we'll talk to her in the morning at about 8:20.
Sounds good. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate your insights.
You bet. Thanks, Ryan.
And we will be listening tomorrow to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 5 to 9 a.m. Of course, if you're awake during any of that, you should tune in. I'm not saying you have to listen to the entire thing, but you can. Even if you can't be awake at 5 and listen all the way to 9, you can get the podcast for any of these shows, including the Mark Cox Morning Show, including the Annie Fry Show, which you are listening to right now. Annie Fry is off today, not because she wants to be, but because she sounds like a frog, in her own words. I have not heard her to confirm that she sounds like Frog. Brad says she sounds like Chuck Grassley.
She's just got a gravelly sounding voice right now.
Well, regardless, we hope that she will be back tomorrow. She is participating in the chat and just said ribbit. So I guess that confirms it. All right.
I can't wait for her to sing Rainbow Connection.
Well, that was a good joke. I like that. I like that we're ending on a solid joke from that segment. You know what I was going to end on? I was going to play more of that Carolyn Leavitt outlining the things that the USAID was wasting our money on and just talking more about the things that we could have had, you know, like a gender fluid opera in Brazil or whatever. There's so many random things in those clips. And it's just a drop in the bucket of all the money they've been wasting that we will not be wasting anymore here in the United States under a new president and new administration. Well, this is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Fry. We will be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.